Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Dave Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. Now, Dave, let's talk kind of broadly about your investing strategy in the precious metals stocks, because you cover a lot of precious metals stocks. You invest and actively trade in a lot of these stocks as well. And I know we've talked about this a number of times as we have seen a much better environment for precious metals stocks. However, the smaller ones, the drill plays, even those with, let's call it smaller resources, which now are right around 1 million ounces or less, they still seem to be getting largely avoided or ignored, I guess we could say. Low volume and just not a huge uptrend broadly for these juniors when it comes to certain stocks that you're either avoiding or attracted to. Let's start with what you're avoiding. Is it the juniors? Are you avoiding these drill plays, or do you think that it's just a matter of time before it is their time to shine?
Yeah, Corey, since last October, I've been focusing on big projects that juniors are de-risking either in the late PEA near pre-feasibility stage or feasibility stage, finance stage, even close to shovel ready. I've been concentrating on big projects like that, even though the inflation cost creep has kept some of them from moving very much. All that's doing, though, is giving me an opportunity to accumulate more shares at a great price. So, I've pretty much been avoiding anything less than 2 million ounces. And it's got to have blue sky potential. It's got to be in a great jurisdiction. It's got to be ignored by the market, because there's still a lot out there that are ignored by the market. Especially some of them that are kind of newer companies. And so if it's a newer company, a lot of people, a lot of sector professionals that are looking for something, they don't really come across them, because let's face it, you can't go to mining conferences anymore in person and network and try to find out, you know, a diamond in the rough, because a lot of these conferences aren't happening anymore. They've started up again here recently, but they're not well attended. A lot of people don't like to fly because it's such a hassle. So, you know, you really have to do your due diligence and sharpen your pencil and get into the right ones. And especially drill plays. I've been avoiding drill plays for quite some time. The only way I'll get into a drill play is if I get into it via a private placement with attractive terms, with either a half or a full, and preferably a full warrant, because, you know, let's face it, you know, a lot of these drill plays, that they're coming out with really good results, impressive results. They've got big drill programs, you know, they've got cash in the bank. They're coming up with some good assay results, and the market's just ignoring them. So the only thing that's really getting love is bonanza grade hits. And even when that happens, if the company doesn't have much cash and they hit something bonanza, you know, but like a major discovery on a big land package in a great jurisdiction, if the market thinks they're going to need money in 6 to 8 months, they're going to sell it, and they're going to wait for the private placement to get into that with a warrant. So it's a really difficult market right now, but if you sharpen your pencil and do your due diligence, and you have a lot of patience and some cash, and you don't use margin, then you can build a really strong portfolio for the future right now.
Now, what about the companies that have already gone through a couple drill programs and they had some good results? The stock maybe might not have moved all that well on them, but they're coming up to either initial resource or updated resource. Any chance those type of studies, resource-wise, can move the needle for the stocks?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, a couple of my juniors in my top 10, my JMJ top 10, are trading at all-time highs that are kind of in that situation. One is really not trading with much volume, yet it's sitting here at all-time highs, and that's Probe Metals. I got into Probe, I got into the original Probe, and Goldcorp took it out, had a nice win on that one. And then they spun out They're spun out some assets in Val-d'Or and detour north and into another company. And David Palmer looks like he's about to do it again. The Val-d'Or East project is a really sexy project, and they just cashed up recently, and they've got $50 million of cash and tight share structure. 1.8 million ounces in M&I and 2.3 million ounces inferred with really good grade in Val-d'Or. And they really haven't done much with their Detour North properties. And that's a big reason why I got into it in the first place, because I really love that area. They're doing so well with Val-d'Or East. They haven't really scratched the surface much there at Detour. I think what a possibility in the future is, if Probe gets bought out by a major, then maybe they spin out the Detour properties and do another company, and David Palmer can try to do it again.
So Probe is already over $300 million market cap. I feel like we do need to isolate the ones that are maybe under $100 million, because those are the ones that are really having a lot of trouble. When you get up into the multi-hundred million, it seems like there's a different investor base that in a way is paying more attention to some of these stocks. Are you using market caps in any way to isolate again what stocks just don't have any interest in them simply because they are still too small?
Oh, absolutely, because it's technical analysis is not helping you as much, because a lot of these things are really thinly traded right now. If you've got something that has a really low market cap, especially in comparison with their peers, then you start accumulating that, but you got to have a lot of patience, because we just don't know when this junior switch is going to be flipped in the sector. You know, I thought it was going to be once the gold price made a monthly close above 1900, but it appears now that it might not take place until the gold price makes a monthly close above $2,000, which, believe it or not, it's never happened. The gold price has yet to make a monthly close above $2,000 an ounce. And we've got a monthly close coming up here next Friday, April 29th. The gold price is coming off a bit here after touching 2000 again on Monday. So it's going to be interesting to see if the gold price can get back up and actually close on a monthly basis over $2,000 an ounce on next Friday. And I think if that takes place, that'll bring a lot of momentum, momentum traders and fund managers will pay attention to this sector, because there's just not a lot of, there's hardly any generalist in the junior space right now. You know, they're pretty much going into your big majors like Barrick and Newmont, and your big royalty plays like your Franco-Nevada and your Royal Gold. I mean, even a lot of these smaller cap royalty plays aren't getting any love right now. So it's still a very frustrating market, but if you're patient and you believe the gold price is about to break out to all-time highs, then it's a great time to continue to accumulate these stocks.
But again, to your point, why not just play the uptrend in these larger stocks that are already running? And Probe is a great example of that. Any other examples where it might not be the largest miner, which we already know is breaking out to all-time highs, but some of these other stocks that are garnering some attention, why not play the upside on those? Any other examples?
Yeah, sure. There's another that I got into a couple of months ago. So, I think I can mention it here. My subscribers have been able to get a good position in it, and that's Moneta Gold. This company's been around for a really long time. But they had a management change a couple of years ago, and Gary O'Connor's come in and done a great job with this company. They made a game changing deal with O3 Mining on their Garrison project, which was right next door to their existing project. They've got one of the largest land packages in one of the best mining jurisdictions on the planet. That's the Timmins Camp. And they're about to announce a combined resource for both projects for the very first time. And I think it has a very good chance to be over 10 million ounces. And the stock is really undervalued here, and it's still kind of flying below the radar. And then right after that, they're going to issue a PEA, a combined PEA on the entire project. Gary came in and he rolled back the share structure at the right time. It's really tight now. I think they've got about 12, 13 million cash now in the bank, which will get them to a feasibility stage on the project. So it's a very exciting a project, and I think it's due for a re-rate. And if you take a look at the chart right now, it's breaking out of a 6-year cup and handle pattern to all time highs. I think once that resource comes out, it has a chance to be re-rated even higher.
That's the thing, right, Dave? There are still some stocks that are doing well. And again, the stocks that are doing well, it makes sense. They're growing their resource. They have a large resource and they have a good management team and they're all cashed up. So I guess they are ticking all the boxes, but it does just continue to be a market where you do need to be a bit selective. And yeah, that whole narrative, and I guess we can wrap it up with this, is the narrative of people saying these juniors are undervalued across the board, so you need to be taking positions in them now for when that big run happens. Not necessarily your strategy then, is it, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on where you're at in the cycle and in your accumulation. You know, I've been accumulating for the past 6 months now. Some of the stocks have already had nice moves. Some of them have even gone lower. But I'm very patient. You know, I know how this sector works, and I've ridden a few breakouts in the past and done really well. And I think that once the gold price does break out above that $2,100 level, and that would be the cup and handle breakout, I think the junior space will be a very good place to be.
All right, Dave, we'll wrap it up here. Thank you for your time today. Not much more to say on these markets, and even on a day today where we are seeing a bit more volatility and a bit more negative moves in some of the precious metals and the precious metals ETFs, but hey, there's still some life. And one thing to note is that one stock that I hold that we have on the show and will be having on the show tomorrow is Libero Copper and Gold, and that one moved quite well off some drill results. So again, I'll follow up with Libero and we'll chat with you again next week. Who knows, maybe talking some more companies. Dave, thanks for your time, buddy. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, Corey. You too.